We did?
Okay. I know we did receive a call.
You want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay, I'd like to welcome you to the August 8th, 2016 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site and any questions for staff. If you do wish to comment at the public hearing, sign-up sheets have been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. At that time, please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The Division 3 permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, August 15th, 2016 Planning Commission regular meeting. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, the first item up tonight is Nightly Rental, 535 Lakewood Drive.
Okay, this is case number 2016-14. The project is the Hyden 535 Lakewood Nightly Rental. The applicants are Terry and Jana Hyden, and the representative is Jordan Riley. The property in question is located at 535 Lakewood Drive, and we'll zoom in to the property here in question. It's in the Oliver Township, Section 10, Township 21, Range 22. And, of course, we've got the north, south, east, and west views of the property in question. The applicants are requesting approval of a Division 3 special use permit in order to utilize an existing three-bedroom, single-family residence for nightly rental. The background on this, on April 5th, 2002, Division 1 Permit 2002-122 was issued, authorizing the construction of a 30 by 55 single-family residence located at 535 Lakewood Drive, Hollister, Missouri. Per the assessor's information as contained within Beacon, the single-family residence in question is approximately 1,713 square feet in size. On February 20th, 2002, Septic Permit 2002-99 was issued, authorizing the construction of an on-site wastewater treatment system or septic system, consisting of a 1,000-gallon concrete tank and basically 200 feet of lateral line. On June 9th, 2016, a formal complaint was submitted to the Planning Department office by neighboring property owners, indicating that the property is located at 260 Lemonwood Lane, 319 Lemonwood Lane, and 535 Lakewood Drive, Hollister, Missouri, were being utilized for what the Development Guidance Code defines as nightly rental without the issuance of a Division 3 special use permit. The complaint form has since been signed by a total of 45 adjoining property owners via an attached signature list. On June 15, 2016, a stop work order was issued, both via certified return receipt mail and also a posting on the property, giving the applicant 10 days from the date of service to seek compliance with the provisions of the Development Guidance Code, and also asking that the Hyden cease all nightly rental operations immediately until such time that they obtain a Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental. As of the date of this report, there is an active nightly rental advertisement on the Airbnb website. This nightly rental residence located at 535 Lakewood Drive is advertised on the Airbnb website as the Log Cabin Lakeview of Table Rock. Upon receipt of the stop work orders, the applicants, Terry and Jana Hayden, immediately submitted three Division III special use permit applications requesting Planning Commission authorization of the nightly rental use of the three properties in question. The current application was approved for concept on July 18th, 2016. The subject property, approximately 0.26 acres, is known as Lot 13, Block 2, Lakeside South Addition to Ozarks Paradise Village. The property in question contains an approximately 1713 square foot single family residence. As we've indicated, the residence is currently listed on the Airbnb website as containing three bedrooms and two bathrooms. The Airbnb website lists Jordan as the Airbnb host, and Jordan Riley is also listed as the representative for the application. In review, the Taney County Development Guidance Code defines nightly rental as a residential building, structure, or part thereof that may be rented for any period of time less than 30 calendar days, counting portions of days as full days. Therefore, the applicant would currently have the ability to rent the residence for a period of 30 days or greater without obtaining the Division III special use permit. The exterior appearance of the single-family home will remain the same. Per the nightly rental provisions of the Development Guidance Code, the maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be two persons per dwelling unit plus two persons per bedroom. Therefore, per these provisions, the three-bedroom home would have a maximum occupancy of up to eight people. The property in question is served by an individual on-site septic system. On February 20th, 2002, the septic system was permitted at that time by the Taney County Regional Sewer District via septic permit 0299. On July 13th of this year, the on-site wastewater permitting staff visited the three homes in question in order to complete a visual inspection of the three septic systems. While walking the lateral field area of each home, no problems or issues were currently observed at this time. No surfacing effluent in the treatment field area or septic tank area was observed. However, the staff did recommend for the continued maintenance of the septic system that, of course, the septic tank be pumped every 5 to 7 years or more frequently if necessary. The property in question is currently served by an existing drive off of Lakewood Drive. Per the nightly rental provisions of the guidance code book, basically one off-street parking space is to be provided for each two persons of occupancy in a nightly rental. Therefore, in this instance, a total of four parking spaces would be required. The residence is currently served by a two-car garage and driveway, and therefore that would meet the minimum parking requirements of the Development Guidance Code. The Airbnb site for this property states that free parking is available on the property and additional parking for larger vehicles is available upon request. The property in question does have adequate parking for automobiles. However, the staff recommends that if the permit were approved, that a condition be placed on the decision of record stating that no RVs, trailers, boats, or other watercraft shall be parked on site and unless they're able to be stored within the garage. The adjoining property immediately to the north of the property in question is Lakewood Drive, with single-family lots within the Lakeside Estates, addition to Ozarks Paradise Village being located further to the north. The adjoining property immediately to the south is vacant lots within this addition of the Ozarks Paradise Village. Excuse me. And the adjoining property immediately to the east and west is, of course, also single-family residential lots within the Lakeside South addition to Ozarks Paradise Village. Pursuant to provisions of Appendix E, Section 4.7.15 of the Development Guidance Code, a buffer shall be established between any structure utilized for nightly rental and any existing residential land use, meeting the requirements of Appendix H, Section 6 of the Development Guidance Code. These provisions basically give the Planning Commission some level of discretion by allowing the buffer to be a vegetative buffer or privacy fence, wall, landscaped earthen berm, or other screening device. Yeah, the project received a total score of negative 19 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 29. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of off-site nuisances, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, and use compatibility. If the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2016-14, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of the Certificate of Compliance. Fourth, this residence shall accommodate no more than 8 persons per night. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. Fifth, in the event that the on-site wastewater treatment system begins to surface, showing signs of failure, the property owner shall either repair or replace said system, ensuring capacity for nightly rental of the building, and ensuring that the system will adequately meet the needs of up to 8 people. Six, a minimum of 1 off-street parking space shall be designated as a handicap parking space. No recreational vehicles, trailers, boats, or other watercraft shall be parked on site unless they will be stored within the garage. Seven, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. Eight, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Nine, opaque fencing shall be provided along the north and south side property lines between the nightly rental residence in question and the adjoining single-family residences. 10, the Hyden, 535 Lakewood Nightly Rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And 11, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video of the property in question. And we start with just a brief 360 of the neighborhood, of the neighboring uses. And then just a very brief video of the property in question. Excuse me. And that's all the staff has at this time.
Okay, thanks, Bob.